This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The U.S. Senate voted to defund Planned Parenthood Friday, and major electronic news outlets are silent. Observers note that after covering other Planned Parenthood news and the Colorado shooting continuously, the media silence is, to say the least, odd. The bill goes back to the U.S. House to ratify Senate changes to the reconciliation bill. Details of allegations in a lawsuit against actor Charlie Sheen, if true, paint yet another portrait of why women accept the abortion of their children. The Elliott Institute says at least 40% of all abortions involve coercion. Sheen's former girlfriend says Sheen demanded an abortion because he did not want to give birth to what he called a retarded child. This is Life News Radio. Here is a riddle for you. What is the one failure that comes before every elective abortion? It is a failure on the part of two people, a man and a woman, to understand their true vocation. Their true calling by God as to how they should use their entire life for Him and for others. So pray for an end to abortion, but pray also that human souls would find their true and holy vocation. Dr. Mary Gatter is the Planned Parenthood abortionist who said, "I want a Lamborghini," and in doing so connected the selling of abortion specimens to a profit motive banned by federal law in the sale of any medical specimen. She did not get a new luxury car for Christmas, but she did get a choir over the weekend. Pro-life youth have been trying to soften the hearts of abortion advocates for years with Christmas carols, and this year Dr. Gatter joined their list. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.